Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and if you've ever felt stuck trying to learn jazz piano from a million different sources, this show is definitely for you. Each week, I break things down step by step to help you play with more freedom, more confidence, and a whole lot more swing. Everything I share here ties back to the system that I created and that we use inside the Jazz Piano School membership. So if you're ready for more structure and progress, I'll tell you how to check that out at the end of this episode. And hey, if you're enjoying this kind of real-world guidance, make sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. I'm your host as always. Today, during the open, now live Black Friday event, I want to talk about level-ups and styles, particularly the three level-up styles that I teach that a student can now move into and choose because they've tested out of proficiency of my improvisation proficiency course. That's now available in our Black Friday events, along with a lot of other goodies, lifetime access to our new platform, lifetime access to current Jazz Piano School platform. If you want more information on that, this is literally live right now with a ginormous discount up until Tuesday. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2025 to learn more about that. But everything I'm talking about here is literally the new system that I rebuilt from the ground up inside of Jazz Piano School. The proficient jazz piano improviser gets you to a certain place that will allow your improvisational dreams to come true. That's the whole purpose of it. The reason why is this. There's things you learn as a pianist, a jazz pianist, that you use for everything in jazz. And there's things you learn in jazz piano that you use for 1% of playing jazz. Listen really closely. This is one of the most, if you can let this sink in, you will optimize how you learn jazz piano by 100 times. You will literally probably hit your dream goal of playing the way you want, sitting down. You could hit it within a couple weeks, a month, right? And this all comes from my philosophies, my system, and my new course. There's things you play in music and in jazz particularly and in improvisation, mostly in improvisation. Things that you learn how to do that you will play and do over and over and over again for the rest of your life. And there's things that you learn in jazz improvisation that you will never use for the rest of your life, which is so funny to me. And that's why the internet these days is a complete distraction for 99 out of 100 students, because you don't know. You don't know what those things are. And so many times, even in paid membership online jazz piano sites, courses, they still don't give you a path. They give you a course on stuff. It's a course on stuff. It's a course on voicings. It's a course on bebop. It's a course on jazz piano beginning fundamentals, or it's a course on, improvisation bebop. So when you're in there, you're jumping around and picking what you want to learn. But no one tells you certain things. No one tells you that as you're spending your money to those programs or those courses that you really don't know what you need, right? You don't know how much of that course is actually going to help you because you don't really know where you are in your journey. You don't really know what you want. You don't really know how to discern what you want. That's a powerful statement. Students don't know how to discern what they want or need in their jazz piano journey. And a lot of this has to relate to almost everything you do in life, whether it's something you want to get better at, something you want to be involved in. You're trying to get better, right? You're trying to improve it, you know? And that's why we hire professionals. Like, I don't know what I need to make a choices about, maybe for something that has nothing to do, like painting. I don't really know what choices I need to make. Someone needs to tell me, Brendan, here are your choices to decide between a thick, medium, and small brush, right? It's not the best analogy, but you know what I mean. If I was learning medicine here, one of my good friends is becoming a general surgeon. He's in a residency. And I imagine, like, as you're going through this type of training, you need to be laid out the options. You can't really just select your options, meaning you can't just kind of guess what you think is going to be best. You know, the role of a professional teacher or mentor is to be like, we can do X, Y, or Z. What do you think is the best option for this patient? And if you're left to your own decisions, I mean, granted, when you get into residency, you've had a lot of training, you've had a lot of, you know, medical information, but you're now applying it, right? But when students are left to their own discernment or their own choices, they just, you just don't know what you don't know. And a teacher taught me that in New School University a long ago. You know, I don't really remember the whole quadrant, the whole things, but there's things you know, there's things you know you don't know, and then there's things you don't know that you don't know. I think that's what it was, right? And when you get into a membership, unless you're really educated and taught what the structural educational path is from a curricular standpoint and how to learn jazz. And this, my friends, is one of the reasons that jazz education is so floofy. I kind of like that word. It just came to me. It's so nebulous. It's so mysterious because these things are being built and put into types of environments, right? But if you're left to choose, you just don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you need. You don't know what you don't know you need. You know, all these things. So when learning about these fundamental concepts, this is what the whole Proficient Improviser course that I've just released, Goal 3, in my Proficient Jazz Pianist, the whole concept of the Proficient Jazz Pianist course is about teaching you these things, teaching you the proficient core items that you're going to use over and over and over again in your entire jazz piano career. Because, like I said, if you go choose things that you want to learn on YouTube, books, wherever, paid memberships, if you just choose what you want to learn, I guarantee you, I promise you, if you listen to my last podcast, I said, you know, or one of the ones before, my wife says, if you say promise, you got to promise, you got to mean it, right? But I promise you, probably 9 out of 10 things that you choose, no offense, I'm not trying to blame you or shame you or anything. I hope you realize this. I'm just trying to educate you. But 9 out of 10 things that you choose that you want to learn, you probably don't need it all. It is fun, okay? I'm not trying to take the fun out of this, please. I'm not trying to take the fun out of this, but it is fun to make progress, no? It's fun to play how you envision yourself playing and getting to your goal. It's also fun to experiment, but up to a certain extent, right? So 9 out of 10 things that you choose, they're not serving you in the way that you think they are. They're fun to experiment with, yes. They're fun to play for a second. It lights up your endorphins. But ultimately, every time you go to bed or every time you wake up, you're still saying to yourself, I still can't play the way I want to be able to play. And at some point, you need to make a decision to yourself and just say, I need to stop. It's kind of like drug. You know, it's like a drug. I don't take drugs. I've never used drugs. But I can imagine it's just like learning these things that really you don't know what you need. They're fun to learn in the moment, but they're really not piecing or gluing any items together. It's kind of like a drug because you think it's good. It feels good, but it's not leading anywhere in jazz piano, right? The Proficient Jazz Pianist and the core fundamentals allow you to build the foundation to musical items that you're going to use through all of your improvisation for the rest of your life. I'll say that one more time because it's really, really, really important. And I really want students to hear this. I want you to hear this. The things in this course are things that you will use in your improvisational journey and should use for the rest of your life. So meaning, if you learn these things and then you go pick an improv YouTube video out, you'll have a much easier, better, more fun time applying whatever information on improvisation that you learn in the future to your own playing because you've learned the proficiency core components that allow you to utilize advanced improvisation techniques, layers, licks, styles, particularly styles. Because like I said, after you test out a proficiency in improvisation, right, I had to test out a proficient core concepts at the New School University to pick what classes and teachers I wanted to study with. I had to demonstrate that. And then, and only then, I was allowed to pick what I wanted to choose because they trusted me. They said, okay, you've demonstrated the core concepts that you're going to use in all the classes that you're going to take or with your teachers, right? Can you imagine if I just went to the classes or went to the teachers? I didn't have those concepts. I didn't have them under my belt, my fingers. It would have been a disaster. And that's what's happening all the time. But I had to test out a proficiency. And when you test out a proficiency in improvisation, my improvisation course, Goal 3, you can level up. You level up at that point. And your level up allows you listening right now, it allows you to choose where you want to go because you're now at that level. You now have demonstrated that you can choose. You're responsible. You're a responsible adult. You've grown up, right? No, I'm just kidding. You can now drive the car without another person in it. You got your license, right? It's kind of the same thing. You need to demonstrate that in order to have freedom. And none of the structure exists in jazz piano, right? Anywhere, like mostly on the internet or anything like that. So you get to choose your own level. And I have three level up paths that I teach because improvisation really falls into one of these three levels. The blues, which I love, bebop, which I love, modern, which I love, but don't play as often because it wasn't really my stylistic influence. But I still love it in a lot of different ways, depending upon, you know, what we're doing. Absolutely love it. Of course I love it. You know, I love all three styles. My true heart, my true soulful expression comes out most in the blues and bebop because I grew up listening to Oscar Peterson and bebop players. So when you test that proficiency, you get to choose. And I teach you the components and the styles and what components lead to those sounds so fast. Because every improvisation style, blues, bebop, or modern, have different components that change and switch. And if you haven't checked out my podcast on YouTube tutorial that I teach about this, go check that out because I show you on the piano and I demo it. But I teach you about the components. And when you learn the components and you learn the, it's both hands, everyone, right? So it's your left hand voicings and it's your right hand notes and approach to how the way that you improvise will change with those three styles, right? And it's so easy. It's so easy to level up. It's so easy because I just teach you these certain components that allow you to play in that style. And then you got the bebop style because you learned the bebop tools. You got the modern style because you learned the modern tools. And you got the blues style because you learned the blues tools. It's so easy and it's so fast. And once you learn those tools, you are going down that path with focused intent, right? And confidence because those are that's the approach that makes that sound. Otherwise, you're just kind of swimming around like a fish, right? But the other reason it's so easy is because, check this out, this is really key, but in all three styles, guess what stays consistent? Guess what stays consistent, right? The proficiency components and tools and items that you demonstrated and tested out of proficiency, they stay consistent with all three levels. So what does that mean, right? What does that mean for your journey? Well, if you have a consistent framework holding up three different stylistic levels, okay, blues, bebop, or modern, right? Now, I'm going to digress for a sec. Funk, bossa, you know, people bring up these styles a lot. Funk is very much blues-based. Funk is very blues-based. So to play funk, again, like these styles came out of these things, right? So funk, it's just a lot of blues language with certain things. Church, gospel music, right? There's little tweaks you make, but ultimately they come out of certain styles. Bossa, depending upon how you're doing it, a lot of bebop in there, okay? Not much, you know, maybe bebop and modern, a little fusion of that. But again, anything you want to learn, people are like, oh, I want to learn this or I want to learn this like soul sound. Yes, soul comes out of blues, right? So the three core principles I teach are blues, bebop, and modern. That's why I teach those styles because they can really, they're the gateway to anything. Back to my point. When you have a consistent frame that's holding up these three styles, right? Doesn't it make sense that if you don't have the frame that's consistent among those three styles, you're really not going to be able to play anything? You can't play anything. Because when you go to bebop, you still need the proficiency items. When you go to Modern, you still need the proficiency items. When you go to Blues, you still need the proficiency items. You still need the proficiency core. And for my story, again, at New School, if I were to choose a class and I hadn't tested out a proficiency, I would need those proficiency items I tested out of. If I choose the Art Blakey class, I would have needed those proficiency items. If I chose the Charlie Parker class, I would have needed the proficiency items. Right? If I chose like Electric Miles class, I would have needed those proficiency items. I needed the proficiency items in every upper class path, style, or teacher that I was going to study with in order to excel in those things. And that's the point I want to make with today's podcast. Don't skip the proficiency items, please, because it literally could make or break whether you reach your jazz piano dream or not. And if you spend time on it and you have patience to learn your proficiency items so that you can test out of proficiency with the tests that I give you and present to you in the Proficient Jazz Piano Improviser, Goal 3, if you test out of proficiency and you hit those benchmarks I give you, you'll be prepared and ready to take on any style, education, tool that improvisation can throw at you for the rest of your life. And that's what the New School did to me. And that's what this new structure that I've built is preparing students to do. Now, does that not sound amazing? Does that not sound incredible? Because I've tested this with all my live students in my live VIP coaching programs. These are 9-month coaching programs, private programs that I run that where you can study with me. I've tested all of this. I didn't just go willy-nilly and throw it out there, right? It worked for me, but I was like, I need to see if this works. Because Jazz Piano School used to be something else. And I've rebuilt it over the past couple of years with this new style. I've rebuilt it. And Goal 3 is just released now. I released Goal 1, Goal 2, and I'm finally releasing Goal 3 of my Proficient Jazz Pianist course. And again, this is a completely new structure, completely new philosophy. I've been running Jazz Piano School for over 10 years, and this is brand new, live, right now. You can get it right now. I tested it with my live students, and I saw them make more results and more progress than I ever have seen students make ever. And that goes for my goal 2, solo piano cocktail style ballads, and my solo piano system as well. And then goal 1, how to comp. That includes voicings, comping zones. But comping, remember, you have to comp for your solo piano as well. So comping isn't just group style playing. Comping is teaching you how to comp for yourself for when you play solo piano goal 2. You see that? Everything leads to the next thing. Everything has a purpose. Everything is meant to deliver results to you in an optimal way. So you're never wasting time and you're never learning something that is regressing you or just doesn't matter or doesn't fit into your journey. So again, if there is anything that I could have appreciated more in my life, I don't know if that sentence made sense. Let me rephrase this. I don't think there's anything that I could appreciate more that I did in my entire jazz piano journey than the moment that the New School literally emailed the sheet of proficient items that I had to work on that were categorized, not exactly the way I categorized them, but it was a little bit more intense, but still the same. I have not appreciated a moment in time more so than that particular moment that made me work on those things in order for me to build a solid proficiency level. I had to sit down and test out in front of a teacher. They said, okay, yeah, you test it out. That's the thing I appreciate the most in my entire jazz piano career, right there. I've used that on every gig. I've used that practicing, learning. Everything I've done from then on out, that moment in time when I learned those materials, those fundamentals, those proficiency items has helped me for the rest of my life. So again, hands down, I don't know, there's nothing more for me to say about this, but you know, hopefully the structural component to learning jazz piano is helping you hearing me talk about this, because I think it's so important for students to understand the learning path and what monumental moments in an artist's life, a musician's life, really make the difference. And I'm trying to really open up to you here and say that it's nuts to me. I laugh because I'm having moments myself. I'm having epiphanies. Like, it's absolutely nuts. Like when I started jazz piano school, I was in my late 20s. I'm now 41. So I've been doing this for a long, 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 long time. An old man. I have grays, right? In my beard. I'm bald. And I'm old. You know, people are older than me. They always say, you're not that old, right? I feel old, you know? I'm older. Okay, how about that? So I rebuilt. I am currently still rebuilding everything because of this moment in my life that I reflected upon. And again, what happened was I was teaching these students in my program this new way of learning because I needed to really I needed to be more focused. And actually running my live programs 3 to 4 years ago, starting my accelerator program, my mastermind, and my VIP coaching, this is really what led, it was the culmination, it brought the Proficient Jazz Pianist course to fruition. And since current members have been moving through goal one and goal two, they said, this is the best course I've ever produced. It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible, right? And again, I just released goal three. So goal three took me a long time to do. And I collected all the data from my students. And this is really the reason why, because of all these stories that I'm telling you. These monumental moments in my life have really led to the culmination of all of this happening. And again, one of the other things that happened is that the platform that Jazz Piano School runs on, I really needed to change that because one of the things that I was missing as a pianist, and again, in the musical world was community. And I've always wanted the community to be absolutely amazing. And in this day and age with tech, there's so many things you can use. There's so many difficult and easy things. And the way that we run Jazz Piano School right now is just too difficult. And so I'm switching. We're upgrading the platform to be easy, more intuitive, faster, better accountability, better. And like I said, most importantly, a much stronger, easy, tight-knit community to interact with each other. The whole platform we're moving to is built on community to help each other learn and inspire each other and empower each other and to give you the feeling that you're here and you're not alone and everyone's moving through the Proficient Jazz Pianist together and then leveling up into the different levels that you want to choose. You choose your own path after that because you're ready, right? So yes, plug slightly, stories from my life, monumental nuggets, absolutely, right? And again, I'm getting emotional because it is the release of the goal three right now. And I'm excited. I'm excited about the future of Jazz Piano School. And I go through waves, you know, because it's the way of life. Things grow and then they stop and then they die and then they regrow. And, you know, death in business is, you know, thought of more as like, the business is over. But, you know, you have lulls in business and in life and things like that. And right now, it's really in a growth rebirth stage, right? These new seeds, these new ideas are sprouting for Jazz Piano School, and I'm so happy about it. I love seeing the results that students are getting. I'm very emotionally fulfilled over what I've created and worked hard at, the Proficient Jazz Pianist, and the level ups and new paths and structures I truly believe will deliver more results to more students moving forward in the next decade and more to come than ever before. And the new community upgrade platform, which you get lifetime access to, by the way, with the Black Friday offer. You get lifetime access to our upgraded platform. It's not ready yet. It'll be ready in 2026. But with our new Black Friday offer, when you get that, you get it for free. You don't have to pay again. It's lifetime access, right? So I'm so excited about what that new platform based around community is going to deliver to people because already I'm seeing a surge in motivation, interactment, engagement. It's great. You know, it's so fantastic. And someone commented in the test, the Lifetime Elite members have been beta testing the platform and I've been gathering feedback. And they said, Brendan, I almost never, they're kind of like me. I actually don't either. But this person was like, Brendan, I never contribute to communities when I sign up for memberships. Like, that's not of interest to me. I just want the education. And I do too. I'm more of like kind of an intellectual, I'm kind of a lone wolf, you know, in that sense. I'm an introvert as well. But he was like, this new platform got me to post and I felt compelled and engaged to interact in some sort of way about my music and share it. And it actually felt really good. And I can't say any other platform I've been at did that. So I thought that, and he said, obviously, by the way, the new course layout, the structure, the speed, the platform, the ease, the simplicity, the system, all that far exceeds the previous JPS platform, which was awesome to hear as well, right? So then he went into the tech stuff. But anyway, that was just so nice for me to hear. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. But again, I'm so excited about this. Hopefully, this kind of opened up your mind to how level ups work, how stylistic improv has different paths in how you shape your future as an improviser. And I want you to know, you have the skill set. Like, anyone can do this. If I can do it, you can do it. Because I started in the same place as you. I didn't know what I was doing. I felt doubtful every single day. And like I said, there was a really big shift in these proficiency items in my career that really helped me out and got me to the level that I'm at. So if I can do it, you can do it. It's totally available. And you just got to put your mind to it and understand some of these core concepts. And once you apply them, you'll get there. You'll get there. All right. So again, big grand release launch happening right now. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2025 to check it out. If not, no worries. I'll totally keep talking about it, educating you on it completely free on YouTube, you know, and I think it's just a great system. And here, obviously, on the podcast, I think it's a great system to learn about mentally as well. So that's why I'm kind of talking about it on the podcast too. All right. As always, hopefully you have a great day. It's pretty rainy out where I am here. I'm going to start setting up some Christmas stuff. I'll talk to you soon.